Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Carson and Kennedy. We are clearing your list. We do this every single year. We try and find teachers who are in need. They send us their lists and we help clear them. Well, you guys help clear them, and you've really done an amazing job this year. I want to remind you, mix1041.com is where you can find that complete list, and it is divided by city, so you can find someone in your community, your neighborhood, or where your kids go to school and help them. And I hope you'll do that today. Okay, so this is our last Clear the List. We are going to talk to Patty, who teaches at Lowell High School in Lowell.
Lowell.
Teaching 9th and 10th grade science. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. I actually have students in front of me right now.
So. Are you in class right now?
I am until 9:05.
And you hold power over them. Can you make them all scream real quick?
I can. Ready?
Go.
One, two, three. You guys can scream.
So what they were trying to say is clear Miss Adams' list.
Clear Miss Adams' list. Louder.
Look at the authority she has over these
militant
kids. That's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about your class and the things that you need.
So I teach a science class. I teach freshmen and sophomore, and they actually loop with me, which means I have them in 9th and 10th grade. And we have a new curriculum that's a lot of hands-on and project-based. So there's a lot of materials needed for that, like your basic markers and colored pencils and posters and all that stuff. And I also have some Chromebook chargers because they like to lose their chargers so they can charge their computers and stuff. So that's about it. But it's all hands-on activities that we do in here. It's really fun. So
Patty, it says you've been teaching science for 26 years. How do you?
Yeah, I don't like to say. I'm sorry. They're moving their chairs. Yeah, I don't like to say that because it means I'm really old, but I've been in Lowell for 26 years. Lowell. I did middle school for 16 years, and I've been at the high school since 2016, but always teaching science, and I run a summer camp, a science summer camp as well. So love science, anything science.
How do you keep your passion after 26 years?
You got to have fun. You have to have fun with them. We just did a Lego challenge where they had to build a Lego structure to teach them like observation skills. And communication, but you have to have fun. You got to have fun with them. So I think that's what it is, and have a lot of hands-on activities. So it goes really well, I think. I love it.
And you have a science team?
I do have a science team of 9 science teachers, and most of them, all of them actually, except for myself, are in their 20s, and they're all starting. So I'm like their mother. So I order supplies for them and try to get everything that they need as well. So it's not even just me. I'm sharing with the whole team. Which is also kind of cool. But I have a total of 9 science teachers just for freshmen. That's just freshmen, because we have 800 freshmen.
Wow.
Patty, what are some of the things that you have to buy as a teacher that maybe the average person who's not in the field doesn't even think about that comes out of your pocket?
Yeah, a lot of things. It's really funny that I teach science. I need things like penguin erasers and elastics and toothpicks and I don't know, plastic wrap. And everybody's like, what are they doing? Oh, it must be a science classroom because we always need really weird supplies. food coloring and, I do a strawberry DNA lab, so I have to go buy strawberries. It's funny. I do a McMush lab where they test a Happy Meal for macromolecules. So I do all kinds of crazy stuff. So it comes up all the time that we have to get stuff. We probably are the ones that have, I'm going to say, the most materials because it's all the time. You know, it's consumables and things like that. So.
Wow, Patty. Well, we appreciate you calling us even during class. We appreciate you being the science mom to 9 other young science teachers. And I just applaud what you're doing. So I want everybody to go do their thing. Go to mix1041.com right now. Click on that post that says Carson and Kennedy clear the list. And then look up under Lowell. And find our girl, Patty Adams, and make sure you get her list all cleared up. All right?
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
I appreciate that she made her students yell for us.
Did you hear the authority with which she did so?
Iron fist.
I mean, Equitable is supporting local teachers by providing personalized financial guidance. Ready to start building financial independence? Let's plan how. Equitable Holdings, Inc., New York, New York. Go to mix1041.com and clear a list today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.